to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 174 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. Hope you all had a great weekend. I hope you all are staying sane. I hope all you and your families healthy, all that good stuff. Man, this is the third show since things were quote-unquote normal back on episode 171 with Jeff Striegel when we thought we were getting ready to go racing at Atlanta. 3 weeks and two sim races later, here we are. Man, things are crazy out there. Lindsay and I, we ran to Rite Aid on Sunday. First trip out really in about a week and a half. Sunday morning, it was nice out. We hopped in the truck and drove around for 20 minutes just to get the hell out of the house. And I tell you, I felt a little uneasy walking into the store. Just, you know, there've been cases reported within a mile or so of the house. It's crazy. But that said, in attempts to keep things as normal as possible, we're adapting to new terms and meanings, such as social distancing. The two other couples that we used to go up and to the bar with at the old house, we had a Zoom happy hour on Friday. Six of us had a few drinks caught up on Zoom. So the silver lining is at least we've got technology to keep us all in the loop with friends and family. That can definitely help. Lab Traffic Nation, elephant in the room, Tiger King. Are you as hooked on this as I am? Oh, my God. I cannot wait to talk to tonight's guests about that for sure. Real quick, you know, I said this last week. We're the luckiest fans because we are at least getting some form of racing and entertainment on Sunday. You know, I get it's not a full field, full race, all that kind of stuff, but at least we're able to come together and interact as a community out there on social media. And I can't wait to talk about that with tonight's guests as well, because they definitely have been around the iRacing arena for quite a while. If you missed last week's show, don't forget it was dedicated to our first responders. Some great call-ins from some of Lap Traffic Nation who are firefighters, nurses, and all that. So go check out their stories as well. This weekend, man, we had some iRacing at Texas. Can't wait to talk about that. Lucky Dogs are back again this week. Brian Newdorf will be on a little bit. I got the giveaway going on. Lap Traffic Fantasy, I can't wait to get that back. And I know tonight's guests are ready to talk a little Lap Traffic Fantasy. That is for sure. And Lap Traffic Nation, real quick, a bonus show this Thursday with Fox's own Larry McReynolds. Make sure you stay tuned for that as well later this week. We might be on a quarantine. That's just giving me an excuse to do two shows this week. So stay tuned for that. I'm very excited. But that said, it's enough rambling. They've been listening to me for the last 3 minutes as it is. Lap Traffic Nation, very excited about tonight's guest making their sixth appearance on the Lap Traffic Podcast from across the big pond. They are the hosts of the hopefully at some point returning MOATF podcast. They are currently 14th in the Lap Traffic Fantasy League. Welcome back to the show, David and Andrew. Gentlemen, how are you?
Excellent. I'm good. Do you even breathe?
Do I? I come up for air every once in a while.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
That was super impressive.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. 174 shows in. I'm getting used to it at this point in time. So
you're like a one-man band.
Yes.
I've got issues with this as well, because clearly you can tell everybody's locked in the house and can't leave, because I look at this. Look, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Tyler Reddick. Who else we got? Grant M. Finger, Justin Haley. Basically two call-in shows, and then he goes, who else can I find? Who else can I find that's going to come on? Well, everybody's that's we're only here because you can't get anybody else.
Right, exactly. man, I'm so excited to talk to you guys. It's been a minute. David skipped out on the last time that Andrew and I did this. I don't know. Apparently, had a diaper to change or something. I'm not sure.
That's Jimmy.
How are you guys? The family's good. Everyone's staying all right over there.
Yeah, we ain't died yet.
That's good.
No, we're. I may cough a few times, but other than that, I'm good.
Excellent. Well, we're definitely 6 feet away, so we're good.
Yeah, that's true. And homeschooling's harder than it looks.
So let's talk about that. I think this will definitely be fun, or maybe not fun, but interesting at least. You know, just to talk about some of the differences from you know, the U.S. to you guys over there. What's your quarantine require? You know, what do you guys have to follow? Are you working? Are you working from home? What's fill us in.
Well, David's. Oh, let me answer that, I suppose. David's was working up until today.
Oh, wow.
Now he's an American term, furloughed.
Furlough, unemployed. Yeah.
No, he's not unemployed, that's for sure.
Don't be telling them that. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
No, he's not unemployed. Basically, David's furloughed for a few weeks.
Okay.
All schools are closed, so we're homeschooling. I'm still working because I fall through the cracks, so I have to keep working. There's no help no help or hope for the likes of me.
Okay. Good deal.
But other than that, it's just weird. It's just strange.
Shopping's like a whole new thing now. Like I went to Tesco's the other day, and you have to queue out the doors 2 meters apart from each other. You're not allowed in the same segment as the next person. It's like properly mental.
That's
and
crazy.
There's no toilet paper. Where everyone seems to be stocking up on toilet paper.
I've got loads.
Making a little fort.
We can't get any around here. Like it is.
I'll sell you some.
Right.
We've got a supplier at work who delivered us two lots accidentally.
Really?
So I've got a bathroom full of it.
You could probably ship it here quicker than I'd be able to find it at a store.
How's about we do a swap? I'll do you three rolls, and you can give me a mannequin with Kevin Harvick's suit on it.
I could maybe make that happen, actually. Oh man, that's crazy. So homeschooling. So for us, it's state by state in terms of because the states run their own education here. So it was announced a couple days ago that the state of Michigan has officially announced that school is done for the rest of the year. Seniors in high school, they're graduating and you know, everybody's moving on, which that's going to be interesting, because there's a lot of work that's been missed and all that. So how is the homeschooling working for you guys?
Yeah, I'm getting a grip for maths. I've just started year four maths, and it's going well. It's going well. I'm doing all right.
But you're not at year four maths level.
No, I'm definitely not.
Definitely not. So obviously, my little girl Danica, she's year five, which is not a major year. So the fact that she the school have set up a learning platform, but which she's doing. What's she done today? She's doing a bit of astronomy. She's learning to play the drums, so she's doing a bit of music.
Awesome.
She does maths and English, obviously. But one of the interesting things is like she loves modern art. So today, you know, the Earthrise, the famous photo from Apollo 8 or 9, whichever one it was.
Yeah.
And so I said for art today, recreate that in modern art. So because she loves like the Tate Modern, that sort of stuff. So we're finding stuff to do. So but it is harder than it looks. I've got more respect for primary school teachers than I had 2 weeks ago. That's for sure.
It's crazy. I know there's been so many. A lot of the wives and my friends are teachers, and the lengths that they're going to in terms of creating these online learning platforms and checking in with Zoom meetings with the students and all of that, and it's really intense. It's crazy how fast they've been able to put some of this stuff together. Really.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
You guys mentioned, the grocery store is a bit of a pain. Like, so for us, it's you can go to the grocery store. I know some places are putting a limit on how many people they'll let in a store at one time. It's not as crazy as, no one's policing, how far apart people have to stand. I know. We ran into the pharmacy on Sunday, like I mentioned at the start, and they had tape lines by the cash register that were measured out as to far, when you're standing in line for people, how far back to stand, toilet paper, how's the meat supply? How's the food supply for you guys? Any issue getting anything like that?
No, that's going to be an interesting
meat
conversation.
Supply, that is going to be a meat supply. The meat supply, we're vegetarians.
Yeah, oh, we're both veggies.
Great, there's more for me.
Look at that. That's about 80% of your audience gone.
They've just switched off.
Fantastic. See? You know, hey, but to be honest, you know what? We got to thank the vegetarians because that's creating more for everybody else. Oh, I might take some flack for that one, but I couldn't resist.
Yeah, so we have our groceries delivered. We have done for years.
Yes, that's great.
And we're still getting deliveries, but now they're pretty rare. We've gotten booked till the 17th of March. Beyond that, 17th of April. Beyond that, we'll be going to queue in the shops, I think, because we can't get any deliveries after that.
Yeah.
And when he goes to queue in the shops, I'm going to go look because I've never seen him queue for anything.
And I think we need to preface queue means wait, correct?
Oh, yes.
Americans don't queue.
Americans don't queue, don't they? You're horrendous at it.
Yes.
In fact, you are so bad at queuing. Waiting, as you like to call it.
We are not patient people. That's for sure. We use a delivery service, and normally it was, you know, you could get a, you know, I could go on right now and get something delivered at midnight if I wanted. And I know Lindsay found something, I think, for Thursday, and she found it yesterday. So it was the time slots are definitely far and few between. That is for sure.
Yeah, they are.
Do you know what I want to ask, actually? I read an article the other day that, because the Brits have been stocking up on toilet paper because obviously we're useless at this sort of stuff. But I've seen that in America, gun stores and that were getting literally had no guns left and no ammunition.
Really? Yeah. I know that when stuff like this...
Shoot somebody that's got coronavirus. Is that how it works?
You know, I do know that when things like this happen, and obviously this is a first, but when any type of rumbling in terms of, you know, around election time and things like that, ammo definitely starts to pick up in terms of sales. I can confidently comment on that. You know, some people are losing their mind a little bit because, like, a lot of the states have called in the National Guard for assistance, you know, so people think martial law is coming into play, you know. And I don't want to go talk politics or stuff like that, but, you know, when stuff like this happens, you know.
Sheila, let's go down. We need a shotgun and some toilet paper.
You know, I would bet you could probably have an easier time, though, finding a case of ammo than you could a roll of toilet paper right now. I would almost bet that. When we walked into the store the other day, there wasn't any. Lindsay wasn't able to make that request on the grocery order. It's down. I mean, if places do have it, it's a one per customer kind of thing. It is a hot commodity. That is for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll swap you some hand sanitizer for some toilet paper then.
We can't even find that. That's even harder to find.
Yeah, we can't get any. Yeah,
it is crazy, yeah.
Apart from him, he's got a massive, great big box of it.
Oh, you're one of those.
My wife stole it. She stole it from work.
are the wives, are they working from home? Or what are they up to?
Yeah,
working from home, yeah.
Do you have teletext? Is that a thing in America?
No, it hasn't got a clue. MS-DOS. Do you know MS-DOS? Do you remember MS-DOS?
Yes, I do remember MS-DOS. No mouse, clicking up and down.
That's what David's wife works with.
Yeah, that's what she works with. It's amazing, honestly. It's
1985
like,
called. It would like its software back, please.
Honestly, it's horrendous. Yeah, so bad. It makes me laugh.
That's funny. All right, let's see here. All right, let's get to it. I made a post on Facebook, and David, you responded about Tiger King. Let's dive into it. We'll get to racing here in a minute, but man, let's have some fun with some of the stuff we've been binge watching. So
can I swear on it?
Yeah, of course.
That guy is batshit crazy. Yeah. He is absolutely mental.
Every person on that show is freaking crazy. Like,
why is there a dude with no legs? Where did his legs go?
You notice they didn't talk about that. They did not talk about that. Now, I have seen some stuff floating around on social media that the dude without any teeth now has a new set of pearly whites, which is pretty cool.
God. Yeah. But,
I mean, and I saw a couple things, you know, and who knows how far we can trust what's been posted. And so, you know, some of the stuff was from TMZ and Entertainment, but there's talk that Carol Baskins is upset with the portrayal and how Netflix did, no. You know. So
she is an absolute Fruit Loop. They all are.
There was a thing today. The sheriff of the county tweeted from his personal Twitter handle today asking for clues and is considering reopening the case, I guess, to the death of her husband. Like, there is going to be a part two at some point in time. There has to be.
It's also what amuses me is that all of the people that work there have lost some sort of limb. Like the girl hasn't got an arm, and not a single person mentions it. And I'm like, where's your arm gone?
Can we talk about the fact that he threw on that EMT jacket when they were talking about
that? Jeez, honestly, what does the man not do? He made country music. He's got a radio show. He's got a TV show. He's got
a one-man band for sure.
Andrew, have
you not gotten onto this yet?
I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
All right,
we need a message. I'm going to show him a picture of this guy.
Honestly, I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
You have Netflix, I assume, correct?
Yeah.
You have to. It's 7 shows. You have to watch the first show. You will be hooked. You will be hooked.
What's it called?
It's called Tiger King.
It's the premise is you've got this guy that's got his own big cat tiger zoo.
221 cats.
And he's in competition with these other big cat park owners. It is absolutely crazy. It's a shit show of all shit shows. It's basically what it is. It is.
It's just must-see TV.
That he's wearing?
That's his get-up, man. That's his get-up.
Yep.
The woman in it, I can't remember, at the back, the one he hates.
Carol Baskins.
She wears nothing but, like, tiger print.
Yep, yeah. Oh, you gotta get on the bandwagon.
Honest, it's
I'll have a look. We're currently watching Ozark, so once we've done that, I'll watch that.
No, this takes all precedence. Trust me. Just watch the first one. It will take all precedence.
All right, fair enough. I will have a look at it.
The other guy though, the Doc Antle guy.
Doc Antle.
Oh my god. He is such a lunatic.
Oh,
he like the first time you see him, he rides in on an elephant, like self-proclaimed god. He's nuts. He's absolutely nuts. Man.
And what was it? That Jeff guy, the one that's taken over Joe Exotic's zoo, like he's still trying to open up that new one. Which, man, there has to be a part two to this. I will not be satisfied until there is one.
I'm
crazy.
Not happy till this part two. This is good. It's good.
All right. One other thing, I know you mentioned WrestleMania, so let's talk a little WrestleMania.
Oh God, yes.
Lay it on me.
How excited were you to see Edge?
I marked out something fierce when Edge came back at the Royal Rumble. I think the storyline with Randy Orton is absolutely perfect. They could not have paired that up any better. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited for Undertaker, AJ Styles. Not so much in that I think it's going to be a great match, but I'm curious. You know, they've kind of went personal with this. Undertaker maybe coming back to the American Badass a little bit, it looks like. So I'm very excited about that. I'm just bummed. Like, I was supposed to go to the SmackDown, the very first show they canceled. I was supposed to be at that SmackDown. So, you know, and when they all switched down to the Performance Center, the closed production and all that kind of stuff. So
I don't know what I liked more was, I don't know if whether I liked Edge coming back or when the Hardy Bros came back to win the tag team championship.
Was that last year or 2 years ago? But yeah,
I think that was 2 years ago.
I remember
that was pretty good.
Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting WrestleMania. You know, it's 2 days now. They split it up. I know they've been recording it this week. They've been recording matches just to slap together from a production standpoint for Saturday and Sunday. So it's not even going to be filmed live. A lot of it's already been taped.
So they're so I don't follow wrestling. So they're still going to do it, but as a pre-recorded.
Yeah, pre-recorded, no fans, you know, instead of just doing it one day from like, I tell you, the last couple of WrestleManias have probably started at 6 at night and gone till almost 11:30 or so. And so they're splitting it up. They're going to do 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, from about 7 to 10:30 is from what I've seen out there on the spoiler sheets and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, no fans, limited personnel kind of thing from their, you know, personal fitness center, basically, if you will. So it'll be curious to see, you know, and it's just, you know, it's NASCAR, it's baseball, wrestling, you know, everything. It's just taken such a hit, you know, from an entertainment perspective, from people that want to go and, you know, decompress from their real lives and go see some type of sporting event or a comedy show, you know, whatever it is. Like,
yeah, it's everything.
Everything,
absolutely everything.
Is just at a halt. And I'll be honest, I'm 100% you know, impressed, knock on wood. You know, we haven't suffered any internet catastrophes or anything like that over here. You know, a lot of the movie channels have done like free preview weekends and stuff like that, so people can at least watch that sort of thing. You know, the are your guys's like bars and restaurants, are they closed? Can you
everything's closed,
so you can't even do like carry out kind of stuff from like a restaurant or anything like that?
Oh, I don't know, are they still doing
Yeah, they are, but you can't get it, you can't go and collect it. It's
right, yeah,
delivery.
They gotta bring it out to you. Yeah, so you know, we've got that, you know, which, you know, a good friend of mine, he owns a sports bar, and you know, they've been closed for a couple weeks now, taking a hit. You know, they're doing curbside, you know, they'll bring it out to your car or they'll deliver it to you. But, you know, the donations, it's great to see all that come around, you know, that at least we still have that some stuff going on. But it's...
What's that you've just said, mate?
Just have a look at that, you two. Go have a look at that. He is the stupidest WWE star I've ever seen in my life.
I'm
going
to have to check that out once. So for those that haven't picked it up, David, Andrew, and I are on Skype recording this. So this is one of the downfalls of me not doing things live is you don't get that. So we're breaking fourth wall here a little bit. You also can't see Andrew's...
So you've been lying to your listeners for how many years then?
I've never done a live thing. Andrew's got like a nice Sherpa kind of thing he's got on. He's wearing a rug or something.
He looks like a Sherpa right now. That's what he looks like. I was worried about it because you were sat back and all I could see was this ghostly figure.
Yes.
And then I worked out that it was actually Andy's knee.
I'm going to have to take a screenshot of this and tweet that out here. Hold on. There we go. There, perfect. Oh, that's fantastic. So, all right, so there's that. All right, let's, so I don't get ridiculed too much for being 24 minutes in and not talking any NASCAR. So let's
there's nothing to talk about.
Well, there's a little bit. Well, all right, so there's a couple things I do want to ask you guys. Let's start with iRacing. You guys have been in some iRacing series. I don't believe they were NASCAR iRacing series or stock car.
Yeah, they definitely were.
Misinformed. What?
We do loads of... that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So are you guys still a part of that? Are you still doing all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did Texas last week.
I must admit, I haven't done anything since Fontana, I don't think.
It's been a few weeks. Hard with the new tire models. Like they just released new tire models for the NASCAR. So it's about as realistic as you can get now with the tires. And it's so freaking hard to get around the track now.
So do you guys, is the league that you guys are a part of, is it like what we're seeing in the Pro Invitational on Sunday to where it's...
No, it's much harder. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. So you know why? Because we don't get any resets.
Okay, no resets. Can you guys make adjustments to your cars and stuff like that in yours? So how much time do you guys take spending, you know, before the race, before practice and qualifying, setting up setting up your cars?
That's an interesting question, isn't it? Because
It depends how fast my PayPal details go through to one of the online sellers. Yeah,
it depends on who you know and how big your pocketbook is.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, okay, so that's a thing. So like there are guys out there that have, you know, got nothing to do but run races and test setups and create notebooks and you basically are buying a notebook for your own game. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Absolutely. People do that for a living.
Capitalism, man. I love it. It's a great thing, man. I'm all about capitalist.
the thing is about the iRacing one is they're not very good. It's truth be known, is that the real drivers aren't that great on iRacing. They're good.
With some exceptions. I mean, obviously, Byron, Dale's really Tom good. Jeske, Dale Jr., but generally speaking,
they're all rubbish.
Yeah, they're not. Well, Denny Hamlin's pretty handy, has to be said.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's literally.
That was funny. That was.
You could get Danica to go faster around the day. Jimmy Johnson.
You can definitely tell who has spent time in a rig versus who hasn't spent time in a rig, right?
It's very different because there's not a lot of you can't really see a lot when you're in a real NASCAR. You see even less in sim, so you need to have a feel for it. Because they don't do it very often, they haven't got the feel for it, which is why you've seen, you know, Kyle Busch taking people out. You've seen, you know, Dale getting squirrely behind people, all that sort of stuff. It's just they don't do it very often, so therefore they kill each other quite a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, and also with the resets, ultimately it's meant to be entertainment for the, you know, it's meant entertainment for race fans. And what they don't want is they don't want 37 of the 37 of the 40 drivers of disconnected because they've wrecked out.
What are your rigs like? You know, we've seen, you know, guys from like Ross
David
Chastain
sitting
set
in his. David sitting in his.
Oh wow, all right. So, all right, if you don't mind, what's a get up like that kind of run from an American dollar perspective? That's pretty intense. It's a full sit-in simulation steering wheel pedal. Almost like an arcade game like that you would sit in for something like that. So that's pretty intense.
It's not so much like just for like the steering wheels and that's it. You're probably talking like a few thousand.
Okay.
It's the computers. They're the expensive bit. So if you put it all together, it's probably about, you know, $5,000-$6,000.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's...
Hobbies
aren't free, right? You know, so you know. Hobbies aren't free. So
I'm more Timmy Hill than David Patterson with mine. To be fair,
yours is made out of old 2x4 and pallets.
Yeah. So my actual, I've got a home built rig, but I've got triple screens and VR.
Okay.
And I've got a computer that I recently upgraded it last year, and that was. So yeah, I mean, you're talking, and I've got the same wheel he's got, but a different rim, same base, and you're talking thousands basically.
Yeah, sure.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, hey, no judgment here. I'm.
But you don't need that. You don't need any of that.
Jeske, he runs on something that's about $200.
Yeah.
Time Jeske has got the two top iRacing accounts in the world.
So both of them. So yeah, let me ask you this. From the rig setup, is that for the experience or does the bigger, better rig create for more accurate and better finishes?
There's two parts to that question. The first one is comfort.
Okay.
Because when you're in, especially what we used to do, we don't do so much now, and the NASCAR stuff is still quite, it does drag on a bit. But if you're in the rig for 4 hours plus, it needs to be comfortable. And then the other half of that is the more money you spend, the more sensitivity you feel.
Yeah.
But that doesn't equate to skill level.
Sure.
Fair enough. No, it doesn't.
So
fair enough.
It's all on preference, really. The more you feel, the more you can deal with. But
it's like, you know, David says there about time. If for instance, we've got, we have something called the NASCAR iRacing series, which follows the main, obviously, NASCAR series every week, same tracks. They're half distance apart from a few
Charlotte
of the races.
Yeah, so the big
Charlotte
one.
I mean, the Coke 600 is full length, and it takes
6 hours.
Yeah, it takes hours and hours and hours.
Like 6 hours.
Yeah, there was far too many cautions. I haven't seen this week's race yet. I haven't got to, but certainly last week's, there was a far too, it was like eye pacing, as we call it. There was far too many cautions.
Without playing spoiler too much, you won't have that much. It was a drastic better performance from everybody across the board this week since you haven't seen
it. Okay, I was trying to watch it earlier, but I didn't get a chance.
Yes, much better. With the exception of Clint Bowyer, who has a hard time figuring out pit road, which is hysterical. Clint Bowyer is pure gold for television. I love the fact that they have him mic'd up in the Fox booth for this.
He's brilliant.
He is so good.
He was good on last week's broadcast.
He was frustrated because, and maybe you guys can even explain this a little bit, from what you see as a driver when it comes to pitting, as far as driving through cars to get to your pit box, that's throwing these guys for a loop a little bit.
Yeah, it is. Spotting your lollipop, man. Spotting your sign is really hard because they don't necessarily appear until you're quite a way down, if you don't know exactly where you are. But you can drive through other cars when they're parked up in pit lane.
Yep.
That's it. But stopping in your box and your marks and not going over is really hard.
Well, I mean, we've seen both this past week and at Homestead, you could tell guys were backing up because they weren't in their pit box. So, yeah, that's definitely adding to the challenge, I think, for some of these guys that, like we talked about, that don't do this on as much of a regular basis.
And what you don't see when they're on pit stops, what you don't see on the broadcast that we see in game is you get your men over the wall running around the car doing the
You do get to see. Yeah, you don't get to see it on the broadcast, but they are there and they are running around like lunatics.
Excellent. So you're next.
Because you talk to them, don't you, David?
Yeah, I've often talked to them, and I've even when
how's that
when
gone
I got
for you?
In VR, the first time they came around, I thumbed up the guy. I was like, cheers, mate. And then realized, what a moron.
Oh, that's fantastic. So when your guys are doing it, do you get to, can you talk to each other, or are you allowed to talk to each other?
I talk to people all the time. All the time.
Okay.
I don't. I the only person I speak to if he's on at the same time as me, which I don't, we very rarely are now, but when we are, well, I talk to him, but I'm not one of these that goes on the in-game chat because there's too many morons on it for my life.
I love giving people shit. I love it. I absolutely love
there
giving
you go.
People shit.
People like him.
That's fantastic. I've had three chat bans now in Amazon.
All right, let's. You mentioned, you know, four races into the NASCAR season, you know, not a big sample pool or a sample size to talk about, but has there been anything that you have liked, haven't liked from the limited racing that we've had this year?
I've liked all of it, actually.
Yeah, I think I've preferred the online stuff.
I think the first four races or whatever it's been, I think they've all been, I don't think any of them been, they haven't been a bad, but hasn't been a bad race.
Yeah.
I thought it's been absolutely splendid actually. And it's a bit of a shame because I think they got a bit of momentum going and obviously, you know, with a series of good races, which have now come to a bit of a grinding halt.
They had a ton of momentum going, especially, you know, for me, Phoenix was an incredible race. Leaps and bounds better than last year's two Phoenix races. The short track package that they have, it was great. And we were headed to Atlanta. I still feel horrible for PETM who missed going to Atlanta for the first time in years. And hell, even the Michigan race could be in jeopardy for me. You know, so many unknowns, but you had, like I said, you had the great race at Phoenix. You were going to Atlanta, which is, you know, the track is so old and it provides such great racing. And then you had the Bounties and the Truck Series. You had all that momentum going with Kevin Harvick and Marcus Lemone and, you know, all these other, you know, it was setting up to be a great 4 to 6 weeks there of quality racing and excitement.
Definitely.
And it just like that, it's gone. And man, I hope that we're able to build that back up once we figure out when and if we go back. You know, it's
so I've got a question for you. What's your take? What do you think? Because you've got your great leader talking about the Easter.
Yeah.
We wasn't built to be closed, but you know that's not going to happen, obviously.
Yeah.
So, what's your take on when sort of sports is going to get back up and running again?
Well, he's already said that when it gets hot, it just vanishes. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
So here's the thing.
We're not talking politics, David. Yeah, we're not don't mention it. He calls it the Chinese virus.
So here's the thing. So a lot of it has to do with, all right, you know, so from a it's twofold, because it's federal and it's also state, because, yeah, you know, the federal government has stated, you know, that they've issued it through the end of April now. But you're from a state perspective, the states can also have authority to govern. And so, for example, while, you know, the federal government has kind of pushed this quarantine through the end of April, you've got the state of Virginia that came out 2 days ago and said, we're issuing and mandating this stay at home with the exception of essential employees and essential, you know, need to go out to the grocery store sort of thing through June 10th. You know, so that's where NASCAR's got an issue in terms of, well, can we go to Martinsville like we had originally planned? So that's where it can get different is, okay, you know, the federal government can say one thing, but the states have the option to, you know, extend beyond that if, for example, we are able to go back, you know, from a federal standpoint at the end of April. You know, the states have the ability to kind of run their own show as well from a safety perspective. And that's the thing. We don't know what's going to happen from that regard, you know. So when you look at baseball, 162 games that, you know, Detroit Tigers opening day was supposed to be yesterday. They should have had, you know, four games in the bank already of those 162. You know, if we're looking at, and this is also
every cloud have a silver lining. Then if there's 162 games, it's going to get canceled.
Well, you know, and that means
so
we
don't
have
to do for the other 11 months.
Right, we don't have to watch the Tigers lose. But, you know, and that's the thing, too, where, all right, just because the federal government says, all right, we're back and running, and maybe the state of Michigan's back and running, but what if the, you know, state of Illinois isn't, or Ohio, you know, and that's where that can make and complicate things if other states aren't all on the same page as far as scheduling with the professional sports, you know, arena. So there is so many variables at play here. You know, we could what if this thing to death, and you know, I mean, yeah, it's fun to speculate and talk about because we don't know, but it's crazy to think. You know, I know NASCAR said they originally wanted to get all 36 in, but if they're not able to go back race until June, you know, unless they're planning on not having an off season and maybe running this thing into next year, you know, that's, I get the midweek races and all that, but you know, it's going to be a challenge the longer this runs for all sports that are supposed to be going right now is in terms of getting in that full season.
Yeah, and motor racing on this side of the planet, you think obviously Formula One being the biggest.
Sure.
You know, their challenges are even greater because each race is in a different country.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for us from a local perspective, we've got one government. We've got the different counties and local government, but they don't really have any power. Everything comes from
power.
So everything comes from Boris.
which is a scary thought.
Everything from Boris, and he's locked in his bedroom at the minute. But so we don't have that complication. But, you know, you think Premier League football, which is the biggest football league in the world, soccer,
yeah.
You know, it's the biggest football league in the world at the moment. They've got a season they've got to finish, and it's worth millions and millions and millions of pounds to teams hundreds of millions of pounds, yeah, to teams in both the Premier League and the league below because of promotion and relegation.
Sure.
So it's a huge problem for a lot of sports, and I don't see how any of them are going to finish the seasons, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, until until we get and you know, the I talked about at the start, you know, all of these new terminologies, until we flatten the curve here and kind of figure out, you know, when we start going down instead of continuing to go up in terms of, you know, it's going to be hard to figure out when things can get back going, you know, and that's again where I go back to, at least we're fortunate enough to have something to watch on Sunday, something to bring us together as a racing community,
definitely.
You know, that it, you
and,
can't...
and the fact that it's got, and the fact it's got, sorry, in fact, it's got that NASCAR is unique in the fact that it's got like the top drivers competing in it as well.
Absolutely.
Like
you know, and that's the
Formula One version. Yeah. The Formula One version.
So the Formula One version, they've got about five or six real drivers that are currently performing now. You've got Johnny Herbert, a golfer, you've got a goalkeeper. You got YouTube stars, and then Johnny Herbert in turn one went from 16th to first. Turn one.
Yeah. So no, that's you know, from Fox, from iRacing, from NASCAR to the drivers, they are all sacrificing their health, their well-being, you know, to put this together and on for the fans. So from that regard, you know, the racing got better from last week to this week, but you can't look at it from a racing perspective, in my opinion. You have to look at it as an entertainment perspective.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, definitely.
It's like wrestling. It's like the WWE.
Absolutely.
It's a sport, but it's entertaining. That's what it is. It's entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think people should look at it as, you know, as serious racing. They should be. It's just an entertainment way you can see. Let's be honest, people are enjoying watching Dale Jr. kick ass on
absolutely. So. I hope he wins one of these things, because all that's going to do is just draw more engagement, more attention.
He'll be on a press tour by the end of the year.
Yeah. You know,
if he wins the league, you'll be on a press tour.
Also, it's the best Fox broadcast I've seen for quite some time as well. The one from the other way,
right? Yeah, it was. Yeah, actually,
yeah. They're doing a great job with it.
Yeah, that an excellent job. I mean, you've got Larry. How did you get Larry Reynolds?
I cannot divulge the secrets.
That is because he's a bit of a legend. He's underutilized at Fox. I think he's superb still.
I'm going to say this. I recorded that interview today, and that'll go in Thursday's show. It is an awesome 20-minute interview. He was so awesome. I gave him a little background on the show. He absolutely loved it. He could not have been more generous, more laid back. I mean, outside of Steve Letarte, probably the biggest name that's been on the show.
Whoa! Calm yourself down. You've got the biggest names right now.
I do. No, so it was great. So
we're mysterious because we're British.
I know. Yeah. Plus, I've got a massive name. It's like really long.
Kathleen McDonald is so excited and is probably chomping at the bit waiting for this thing to drop. So that's awesome. I love it. I got to hang out with her at Homestead, which was awesome. The hotel she was at was very close to ours. Lindsay and I met up with her for dinner a couple nights. Saw her at the track. Just absolutely awesome. That's the good thing about social media, is you've gotten to meet,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Some great people for sure. But you know, and that's, you know, we talk about tracks and getting back, like this Martinsville race, like I was planning on going, like time off was submitted. I was going to the Martinsville race. I was excited to see a night truck race. Like I was going, and then it was, you know, once all, you know, I canceled the PTO, and you know, it's kind of hard to book things when you don't know when things are going to happen. So, you know, it's going to be, like I said, you know, the MIS race could be in jeopardy at this point. I think when you look at the fact that, you know, the federal government's extended through the end of April, you look at what the state of Virginia's done through June, the International Auto Show, which is a staple for Detroit, which is in the first weekend of June, that was canceled. That's what's leading me to believe that, you know, the MIS race could be a toss-up at this point in time with the fact that they canceled the auto show. You know, and that's where I go back to, you take those things into account, It's going to be difficult from a scheduling perspective from all sports to make things work. If we're talking, you know, June and July, I would say a best case situation of when we can get things fired back up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, David was actually meant to be. You meant to be in Florida next week, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was meant to be in Florida, but instead the wife went to B&M and got me some Twinkies to make gift meal for her.
So. Were you going to Disney World?
Yeah, we're going to take the little boy over to Disney and, you know, live the American dream.
I love Disney World. I've been at Waffle House. But it's a great place. I the wife and I have talked about trying to make it's not cheap. And the thing is, it's like, we've looked a couple times at going there, and it's like, all right, we can go and sit on an island in the Caribbean with food, alcohol, and plane ride cheaper than it is to go to Disney World. And it's like, let's go sit on a beach.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I'd rather do. But apparently I have to live the dream. Well, I was meant to be living the dream. But the only reason I said yes to it was that I was allowed to go to Daytona again.
Very nice. Very
that
nice.
That was the
compromise.
That was the compromise. Excellent. So I could go and buy more hats. But now I have to. I cancelled my holiday.
Yeah. Now,
you have got much choice, really, because you can't get there. Yeah. Swim.
Minor details. Yeah. All right.
If anybody wants to send me any sand from Daytona, feel free.
Just one thing on the timing of all this stuff. Our deputy chief medical officer, I think it's Sunday. Can we have a daily press conference, the same as Boris doesn't do it at the minute because he's obviously got it and he's locked in his bedroom. But she said this is going to be at least 6 months.
Wow. Mm.
But then they closed it. I think she spoke out of turn because they closed it down quite quickly. And said, oh, no, that's just her opinion.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy how that works.
So that's what she said. They closed it down when she said that. So this is going to be drag on until the summer is my belief.
I think Trump's just given his press conference. Actually.
He did. He was kind of starting it right as I was getting ready to get things rolling here.
Did he abuse it? Did he abuse any journalists or?
What is with that?
Did not watch.
So good. So good. It's better than Kardashians.
He's a great watch. I'll give him. He's very entertaining.
Entertainment value. That is for sure. All right. Let's talk about something I know you guys are going to have an opinion on. Some lap traffic fantasy.
It's rigged. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Yeah.
Don't ask him. He knows. He's literally done nothing. He hasn't even asked what picks we've got.
I believe that. Now, I want your takes because you guys were critical last year of the everyone picking either Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, or Kevin Harvick.
That's true.
So what do you think of the new rules for the Cup side of things?
I think it's a good idea. I think you should extend it.
I'd like to point out something.
Yes.
What are the new rules of the Cup?
You can only pick a driver once in each segment.
Correct.
Is that what the bingo looking numbers are?
There you go. See, he hasn't looked at this yet.
Yes, I see that.
I'm looking at it now and wondering why it's not a table and why is it all being stitched together with images.
I look at that. I've been looking at that for 2 years, wondering why that's the case.
It's GoDaddy. It's the best I can do. I got to screenshot the image.
And then in Xfinity, you can pick Cup drivers as long as they didn't make the playoffs last year.
Correct. It's
also why are we keep getting beat by Mick Rose, even though he's not doing the numbers anymore?
That just shows you that it's not rigged.
We are beating crowds, though.
Of course.
Yeah, you're really bad.
Listen, it's a curse.
Do you know anything about NASCAR?
Apparently not. It is a curse.
Apart from everybody's phone number.
It's a curse. That is all that I can say. I miss it by a week here or there, you know, like I, what was it? Phoenix killed me because, we just had the two races. We just had Xfinity and the Cup, and I had Ryan Blaney who got me 1 point because he wrecked out, what was it, you know, lap five or something like that, you know. So yep. That really stung, only getting 1 point there. But I was charging for a comeback, you know, I'm just waiting. That's all.
Are you doing the numbers yourself now?
I am doing the numbers myself. Yes.
What?
Yes.
And you're not cheating?
I'm not cheating. I make my picks Tuesday on air. I don't change them. So
we found out earlier that you record not live. Therefore, you can't be cheating.
It gets published on Tuesday, so whatever gets published on Tuesday are my picks for the weekend.
All I'm saying is, smells fishy.
It is.
Yeah, no, I think the change you made, I think it's actually made a big difference because it got to the point where you think, well, you got to a point in the table. Obviously, it doesn't really matter, but you do look at it and think, you know, it's not something I lost sleep over, but I did really. I was quite.
It got spread out where now it's.
Yeah,
and
you had no chance of catching up because everybody had the same people every week.
Yes. So at least now, granted, it's only four races in, but the top 10 definitely have a chance to catch each other there.
I think the top, at this rate, the top 10 will still be the top 10 at the end of the season.
Possible,
where we're going.
It's possible. It's possible.
No, the British are good at two things, waiting and whinging.
Excellent.
Both start with a W.
All right. The big question, you guys don't have shit to do. So when is the podcast going to make a return?
We have discussed it.
We have discussed it. Was it last week? We actually said we haven't got anything else to do.
We've got nothing else to do.
So here's
there's no racing.
Well, here's my thing. And even if it's a special event or a special occasion podcast, whether it's racing, something big going on, I think one-offs, at least, I think people want something from you guys and would tune in and listen. And I know I would. I know PETM would plug the hell out of it. I think you guys need to do something. You guys got to come out once a month, once a quarter, something. You guys got to give us something.
Well, we have discussed the once a month thing, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, I think I can commit to once a month.
Yeah, I mean, I at the moment we can both commit to once a day. I think, to be honest,
right? I do four times a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, easily. Well, after I've done PE with Joe Wicks at 9 a.m.
Oh God, yeah.
Joe You're Wicks, the body coach. Have you heard of Joe Wicks, the body coach?
I have not.
But he's an English guy, but his YouTube is. He has viewers all over the world, and he has.
He got 600,000 views today.
Yeah, no, yeah, we had 600,000 live viewers on his stream today. And that's pretty much every day. And every morning at 9 o'clock, he does half an hour of PE with kids.
That's awesome.
So there's.
Does he know what PE? It's. Do you know
physical,
what PE?
Yeah, physical education.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
What are you trying to say? Doesn't look like he knows what PE is.
No, I was thinking Americans don't know what PE is.
Well, we called it gym class, but on the report card, it's
just because they call it gym class. It wasn't, it wasn't a dig.
Yeah. Wow, you've just said that Americans don't know what PE is.
It's not a dig. They call
How
it
many
gym.
Hundreds of millions of people do you want to offend all in one go?
I'm just saying they don't call it PE.
We don't. We call it gym class.
Tell that to Dave Goggins.
Don't you make me out to be the bad guy like I've just absolutely shit on a lot of Americans.
Oh, my favorite band are just on the television. Green Day were just on. Sorry, I was distracted.
The wife just came down and brought me some dinner, and I just handed her my glass because it was empty. So I'm getting a refill, and I don't even have to hit stop.
There we go.
Jesus. Whoa. Look at that. That's one pack of all of us being in isolation.
Yeah, so after PE every morning, I'm free after PE every day.
I think that would be a great idea. That's all I've got to say. A great idea.
We're not even on iTunes. We closed everything down.
Yeah, literally closed lots.
It's time to open shop back up, boys. It's time. It's time to open back up. It's time to report.
I'm sure I could chat shit.
MOATF podcast, report to your microphones. We are going green.
We have discussed it, and to be honest, I can't think of many excuses not to record something.
It was always time. It was always time. Timing was the worst.
You guys, especially now, you guys could do like a mini series, like a 5 week podcast, and then come back in like 6 months.
We might just start
reviewing
other podcasts.
Yeah, we could just review. We'll start with yours.
Yeah, we'll start with yours.
By all means.
Review the Brandon Crowe.
A variety show I think you guys would kick ass on, and then mix in, your esports, NASCAR, Formula, all that stuff. I think that would be amazing. So,
Well, I could definitely get some big names in now that I've played Formula One 2019 with you. And I was in a race the other day with Christopher Bell and Dale Jr.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's one of the beauties of iRacing. You will often be in a room and there's all kinds of famous people in there.
That's very cool. Very cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right, boys. We've rambled on here for quite a bit here, and I know it's getting late where you guys are at. Thank you, Lindsay. Tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media.
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
There you go. At MOATF.
Yeah, I still frequent that and
abuse people
and be very opinionated. So
excellent.
And I'm at FateRaces28 on Twitter.
Excellent. Lap Traffic Nation, huge thanks to David and Andrew from the MOATF podcast for staying up extra late tonight and hanging out and coming on the show. Guys, I hope you, the family, stay safe and healthy and look forward to talking with you guys very soon. Lap Traffic Nation, very cool catching up with the boys over at the MOATF podcast. Great to talk with them. They have to come back. They got to give us something every once in a while. I really hope they come back. I know PETM is all on board for those guys to come back as well, and can't wait to talk with them soon. All right, let's keep things rolling here with a little social media. All right, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC, and on Instagram, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Listen to the show on iTunes, Podbean. Leave a comment, subscribe, download, write a review. Much appreciated. Don't forget about the giveaways going on. Two of them currently got the T-shirt and hat giveaway at 4,500 followers on Twitter, and then got the rear quarter panel from Eric Almirola's car for the 5,000 follower giveaway. Definitely hope to be able to give those away in the very near future. So thank you for all the retweets. Keep sending those out for sure. And some new shout outs to some new followers. Diane at Diane Earnhardt, a USAF vet, big NASCAR and football fan. Thank you for your service. Richard at Richard Chickatee from British Columbia, huge NASCAR and AC/DC fan. I am with you with the AC/DC. Absolutely. Saw those guys back in concert here in Detroit a couple years ago. Absolutely incredible. Brianna at Brianna_Rose from the great state of Michigan, from the ladiesofspeed.org. Welcome to the show. Pam at Rosie414, NASCAR and smoke fan. And Lisa at LAC6711 from Florida and loves some NASCAR racing. Welcome to the show. Don't forget stickers and koozies for free. If you want one, go to the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Fill out the contact page, and I will send them out once the quarantine is lifted. So send them. I'll get them stuffed and ready to go and get them out as soon as things get back to some sense of normalcy here. All right, a little condensed version of social media. Let's keep things rolling. Let's get Mr. Brian Newdorf on the line. All right, Lap Traffic Nation back again. It's his turn in the rotation. And hey, who knows? He was providing virtual updates this weekend, so we can get a virtual update for this coming weekend at Bristol. Joining me on the line, you can follow him on Twitter at NASCAR_WXMAN, along with Aaron Studwell at Race Weather. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Brian Newdorf. Sir, how are you?
I'm good. You know what? You may just have to have both of us on now at this point until we get back.
I could be stretching for content at some point, so that is a possibility. That's for sure. So how
at
are you?
At least there is. How's I'm good. At least there's content. I am healthy, yes. Excellent. I'm still an essential, but I'm working from home mostly. So good for deal. 9 hours every day, I'm in my little home office, which also is, as you know, we were talking about binge watching shows. I haven't started any shows, to be honest.
Okay.
In fact, I rarely watch anything. I think I've watched a lot of, there's a lot of Harry Potter on right now. That much I know.
Right. Yes.
And then The Patriot was on. That's always a good movie.
Yep.
You know, you can't go wrong with those.
Nope.
But like you and I both, we bought houses, we're moving in. Yes. I got in before the pandemic scare, which is nice, except for not buying toilet paper. Still can't find it.
I know, it's nuts.
And so I have an office now. I put shelves up. That was one weekend. And so now I'm taking my extensive Lego collection. For anybody watching Lego Masters, I'm not that good. But I do have an extensive collection, mostly in the form of minifigures. And so now my goal is to put this office back the way it was when I lived in Idaho. And that's a task, because in Idaho, that slowly, you know, kind of created itself. I'm trying to do this now from all the stuff. And they move very well. I mean, they are Legos, by the way.
Sure.
and I can tell you right now, Saran wrap molds itself very, very well.
Oh, you're having a hard time taking that stuff off, eh?
A little bit. Scissors. That's what scissors are for.
Right. Well, it's funny. You mentioned you know Legos. What? And I haven't done like a puzzle. I guess you could kind of say a Lego and a puzzle. You know, you're putting something together, right? The wife and I, it took us 3 hours. I put my first puzzle together since I was like 7 years old. It was like a 300-piece elementary Christmas puzzle, just because we got a kick out of the fact that it was Christmas. And it took us, depending on how you want to measure, it took 3 drinks or 3.5 hours to put this damn thing together on the weekend. So,
well,
you got to, desperate times calls for desperate measures with boredom.
Yeah, I totally understand. And I mean, I like to look at Legos as kind of a cross between a puzzle and, you know, a model.
Sure.
Now, for those of you that are out there, I don't know if they still carry it, but one of the sets I have is a Speed Champion. I'm not trying to make a plug here because they're not sponsoring us. But for you NASCAR fans, it is a Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 race car. It's got numbers. It's got, you know, some racing stripes and stuff to kind of be like NASCAR, although not NASCAR sanctioned. But if you wanted your racing fix and it was Lego, there's something for you.
That's cool.
And about this whole Christmas thing during phase in our time, here's my theory. It started because a guy who still has his Christmas lights on, his wife said, go take them down. And his thought is, I'm going to spread cheer. That way he doesn't have to take them down right now.
You know, it's so funny you say that, because, you know, everybody knows that I am like Mr. Christmas, Clark Griswold. Like, Lindsay's like, why haven't you put the lights up yet? And I'm like, well, because it's still kind of cold out. So I always try to put the lights up like the end of October. That way I can do it in like jeans and a hoodie. It's still kind of cold. I told her the other day, and I'll be honest with you all, I wasn't kidding. If she had given me the green light, I would have done it, because we've got this new house and we're really excited to, you know,
look at this way.
Christmas on it. I'm game to
you
put
do
Christmas
it. You won't
inside.
Have to. You do it now. You don't have to do them later on.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I mean, we could be quarantined until the middle of June. That's halfway through the year. No one's coming over anyway, so no one's going to know what's up. Like,
And here's another idea. And then once you get them up there, now you can slowly add more to it while they're already up and nobody's the wiser.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. You mentioned the new
house.
But I
swear.
You put up some new shelves and stuff. Are there any home projects that you want to try to get done during all this nonsense?
No, I'm not handy.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And it's like,
I'm the reason there are professionals to do that job.
Yes, 100%. I told Lindsay, I'm like, I wish, you know, she likes to do stuff outside. I wish the weather would break so that I could at least, you know, instead of just sitting on the couch, at least walk around the house, clean up the yard a little bit, you know, like something. I cannot wait. This weekend, it's supposed to be in the mid-50s, so I'm pretty excited about that.
There's the benefit about me near Louisville and you near Detroit. There's a big difference in temperature swing right there. So, you know, and you know, it's kind of funny. The last time we talked, it was just the idea of, you know, the idea of a virtual racing or they had done something or, you know, and, you know, all of a sudden it was, hey, let's do this with drivers. And then it became, it's still not pay-per-view. There's still not the language, but I think we're getting everything. The only thing I want to see, and I think that, I mean, first of all, those who don't like it, I know it's different. If you're afraid that NASCAR is going to make this permanent, no, nobody wants to see that. But it definitely gives us a break from everything else we're doing. It's new. I mean, I'm going to be honest. People can come after me even when it comes to Purdue stuff. I mean, and it's even that Purdue Ohio State game, I can watch it, but I'm not a big fan of rewatching because you lose that like unknown of the outcome.
Yeah, I can't. I have a hard time rewatching sports. Like, I can rewatch like a 5-minute recap or a highlight, but to sit and rewatch an entire game or an entire race, it's a struggle for me because there's you lose the, like you said, the unknown. You lose that.
Yeah, but with the race that's going on, and again, yes, when cars are driving through other cars, yeah, you know, it's. But I mean, if you believe it or not, my wife and kids sat and watched a good 20 minutes, just kind of like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, just because it's new. Yeah, my wife sat and watched the whole thing with me on Sunday. Like, granted, she was reading a book and was, you know, but she was at least present for it. So yeah, it's. I get you.
So I'm all for it, just because we need it. We need it right now. And for those of you who are doing, and I'm trying my best to social distance, not go places. You know, I'm an extrovert, so it's kind of hard not to. Or when you have, you know, three teenage boys, and if you understand how that goes with a grocery list, yeah. You know, I've had to have the explanation that for breakfast you can have a bagel or cereal, but not both.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just because I'm like, you know, conserve, we don't want to go out too often,
right?
So and still on a mission for toilet paper. In fact, we even had a local media here went out for like 3 hours in Louisville and Southern Indiana and to look for stuff, and he came up with 2 packages of toilet paper. That was
that's intense.
We're good, we're stockpiled a little bit. I think we have our, but for now,
so
I mean, but how are you guys doing up there? Are you guys getting through, and how's everybody else out there as well?
Yeah, let us know how you're doing. We're doing good. The deep chest freezer in the basement's, you know, pretty stocked with some pork butts, pork shoulders, and you know, chicken and stuff. And that's not even just because, I mean, that's just, you know, always there, you know. So you know, we're pretty good outside of, you know, just the weekly, you know, produce updates and stuff like that, which Lindsay uses Shipt through Meijer, which is the local grocery store up here in the Midwest. And luckily, we've been able to get at-home deliveries for the most part without any issues. So,
well, that's good. Yeah, ours, I haven't necessarily gone that route yet with the Meijer. We have Meijer here. I don't necessarily mind going out. I mean, I have to go out. I do have to go out for work. I am considered an essential employee where I'm at.
Sure.
So, but you know, we're still trying to do our part, and they give me a lot of stuff to work at home with the occasional stuff. So outside of being at the office, yesterday, for a couple of days, I only have to go to the office like once on Monday night, couple days off, and then I'm back. So I'm pretty distant, at this point as well.
Sure. Yep.
Now I have a question. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't. Do people know what you do on this show?
I think for most part, like I know, you know, it's funny. Aaron has made fun of me ever this for, but it's been a minute, you know, the PhD's kind of been put on hold a little bit, you know, the coursework's done. The podcast takes up a lot of time. And it's just like, I lost interest, and when I'm motivated to do something, I'll knock it out. And I lost interest. So it's still there. But for the most part, you know, I think most people know I work in the mortgage industry from an underwriting perspective and that sort of stuff. So I'm from home. I worked from home 4 days a week, you know, so adding one more day wasn't a stress for me. And Lindsay's been remote. So Lindsay and I have been used to working from home together for a long time. So we really didn't have, you know, that much of an adjustment period, if you will. We've been kind of used to that.
Well, I'm down in our basement, so my wife gets this, not see me, but I think for the boys, I mean, it was kind of, I was joking with her the other day. It was like, you know, we were so close having all of the kids out of the house.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we got to enjoy, you know, work schedules and school schedules and one off at college. And then all of a sudden, they're all back home.
Right. But hey, at least you're not in the apartment anymore and you got the new
house. Oh, no, there would have been deaths. We probably would, and again, listen, I think while they're not confirmed cases, all right, I'm pretty sure that a colleague of mine in the weather world had this, and I got to talk to them about it, and I mean, it's definitely no fun. So my joke was going to be, you know, had we stayed in the apartment, some of us probably would have been praying for it, but again, no, not really, just because – again, people are losing their lives with this thing, and I get it.
But you got to have a sense of humor with it, though, too.
You do. And what I want to share with people, because, I mean, I'm still somewhat closely attached to my media circles. And I think over the next few weeks, you know, one of the things people have talked to me about is, well, I don't know anybody who has this, so this can't be really real, or, you know, maybe this is being blown up and stuff. You will start noticing people. And again, they may just have most people probably, you know, will either get something similar. And I could tell you right now, we were talking about this too. Since everything bloomed down here, I have a cough. Now, I only get this cough from talking too much or when I'm at work. But once everything bloomed, I started coughing because of allergies.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's a downside. And of course, we talked about this too. And raise your hand if anybody else has ever experienced this. But when you read the symptoms, you start getting them, it seems like.
Oh, so
that's why you should not read any of this stuff. But I'm glad to see, I mean, just the loss of Joe Diffie. I mean, if anybody's into country music, I went to a concert. My dad did some promotions of getting him to come to our little town in Martinsville, Indiana to play a concert.
Oh,
so,
that's cool. That's awesome.
You know, so, but yeah, that's a,
that's, yeah, you know, that was just a big hit. Yeah. Yep.
It's starting to, you know, you're starting to see media people, you're starting to see all these different things. So to everybody, you know, just, it takes, we can be a community without being a community. And I think the NASCAR community is wonderful. We can do a lot of things through the podcasts, through Twitter. And let's make Twitter good. Let's not get, you know, because Twitter can be a cesspool.
Absolutely, it can. Yes.
Still, it's slightly better than Facebook, but still, that's not saying much. Yes.
No, I know. I'm with you. I'm with you. Alrighty, sir. Well, Lap Traffic Nation, make sure you follow Brian on Twitter at NASCAR.
Oh, we need to do a virtual. Forecast.
Virtual forecast. How is the virtual forecast for Bristol looking this weekend, sir?
Well, I'm going to say, you know, there's going to be a massive hurricane that's going to sit really close by. But the amazing thing, because we are in virtual la-la land, the vortex theory is just going to dominate it, rip the tornado, rip everything apart, and it's just going to be a gorgeous day with the exception of whatever you can't see is going to be bad. So there you go.
Please tweet that out that the vortex is real this week.
But I said that yesterday. The vortex is only real in virtual world. That's, I will allow it. I will absolutely 100% allow it in that world.
That's great.
Said
it like that. The first thing that came to mind was, I think, was it Community with Kim Jong and, or Ken, not Kim Jong, Ken Jong. That's the guy's name, right? The guy from The Hangover, Dr. Ken or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting in his desk with the feet up and he's like, I'll allow it.
Yeah. And then the other thing too. So you still have your contest going on, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we brought up my Lego room.
Yes.
If you get that goal, I will share a picture of this monstrosity.
Excellent.
So
well, I'll make sure to
there's motivation if people actually, that's if people actually want to see what this Lego cave looks like.
I love it. All right. Now we'll wrap it up. Lap Traffic Nation.
Yes.
Make sure you follow Brian on Twitter at NASCAR_WXMAN and Aaron Studwell at Race Weather. Sir, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you soon, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. We'll see ya. All right, Lap Traffic Nation. You guys know what that sound means. It's great to catch up with Brian, but it is time for this week's A Lucky Dog and A Lapped Down Picks. Great that you guys keep sending this in, even with just the iRacing going on. Absolutely fantastic. I don't like to do this normally, but I got to go back-to-back with the same lucky dogs. NASCAR, Fox, iRacing, and the fans. Those are all the lucky dogs this week. Nothing really to complain about. I don't have a lap down other than this damn quarantine. Everybody stay the hell home so we can get back to normal. Let's get to your tweeted responses. Kristen at KHolic79's lucky dog Timmy Hill for an awesome virtual win. Lap down local Fox channel for not broadcasting the race and choosing to show infomercials instead. They missed a great opportunity to get more people watching NASCAR. Yeah, that's a bummer there, that's for sure. Rowdy at the Rowdy Dragons. A lucky dog goes to Timmy Hill. We're talking about him now. Absolutely. That's the cool thing about this is that some names are definitely being talked about that would not be in your typical discussion. Rowdy's lap down Florida beaches. Yeah, come on, man. Come on. Jess at Iowa NASCAR fans. Lucky dog. Got to be Timmy Hill. It might be a virtual win, but it's something. lap down another weekend without real racing is starting to get to everybody. I am with you there. Scott at 1985 Wagner's lucky dog by far is Timmy Hill. Lap down tie for Dale Jr. for bad pit strategy. Yeah, he definitely was on a different cycle there for sure. And Boyer for not knowing how to drive through cars going through the pit box. But Scott, I gotta give a supplemental lucky dog to the entertainment value that Clint Boyer provided while showing his frustration on the Fox broadcast there for sure. And Eddie at EG3_Fast Eddie's lucky dog is Alex Lab LeBay for winning the qualifying race to get to the main event. Great to see Xfinity regulars get it done. Lap down the large crowds at the beaches in Florida and California. Yeah, I hear you there. And all right, we got one call for the Wave Around Hotline this week.
Hi, Brandon. It's Matt at Camper News. So this weekend with the iRacing race, of course, at the Virtual Texas Motor Speedway, we really enjoyed it. It was definitely fun and everything. And, you know, it was definitely, I would say, you know, a lot less chaotic than last week at Homestead. And really, that's what I thought about it. It's just, you know, I think the drivers, unlike last week where this was put all together probably on like a Tuesday of that week, you know, everybody had time to prepare, practice and everything. And that caused, I think, a little less chaotic of a race than it was last week. It was definitely the finish, just like last week with the finish. It was definitely an incredible finish. Loved that a lot, and it definitely is something I'm really looking forward to, more of these races, definitely next weekend at Bristol, and every Sunday until we get back to real racing, hopefully in May, hopefully at Martinsville, but we'll see where that goes. And so my lucky dog got two. First, Timothy Hill. With the win, really congratulations to him. Definitely well-deserved, and he gets to be talked a little more, definitely in the iRacing community and maybe even in NASCAR, you know, when it comes down to real racing coming back. And definitely it was a good thing for him. Congratulations to him. And the second one, definitely the finish. 2 weeks in a row, Virtual Homestead, Miami Speedway last week, and then this week at Texas Motor Speedway. Was the finish was unbelievable. I really enjoyed that. It was definitely a great race today. And my lap down, I'm going to have to say this right now, is they were advertising that Fox was going to simulcast, but I've seen a lot of things there that Fox, even my Fox affiliate here in New York, was showing infomercials. And hopefully they can change that for next week so people can see it on Fox, because if they show it on Fox, more people will want to watch it, and that will get more people into this sport, which we all love. So anyway, have a good week, Brandon. Stay healthy, and I'll talk to you next weekend after the iRace at Bristol. Thank you so much, Brandon. Take care.
All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to wrap up this week's Lucky Dog and Lap Down Picks. It's going to wrap it up for episode 174 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. Subscribe, download, leave a review on iTunes, Podbean, or your favorite podcast hosting site. Don't forget about the giveaways. Make sure you go check that out. Big thanks to David and Andrew from the MOATF podcast this week. Thanks for staying up late tonight and coming on the show. And don't forget a bonus show Thursday with Fox's own Larry McReynolds. So excited for that. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya.